Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Alan Wiggins. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Lacy. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The DH, Jim Dwyer. Batting seventh. The left fielder, John Shelby. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Floyd Rayford. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Flanagan. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second. The DH, Mickey Hatcher. Batting third. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Steve Lombardozzi. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Billy Bean. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mike Smithson. And now, play ball. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne misplays the ball. That's an error on Gagne. Lee Lacy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lacy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smithson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a fly ball into right field. Lacy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a fly ball into left field. Bean settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby hits a fly ball into left field. Bean settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Young now playing left field. John Shelby now playing right field. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner strikes out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti takes first base on ball four. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gaetti moves to second. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gaetti scores. Lombardozzi moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Puckett strikes out. Dempsey drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Puckett out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford strikes out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-1 in the game. Wiggins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wiggins. The throw from Laudner and he is out, Gagne applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray juggles the ball. That's an error on Murray. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. Brunansky hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-1 in the game. Laudner hits a fly ball into right field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Bean settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lombardozzi hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Dempsey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dwyer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky, who is chasing the ball. Dwyer reaches third base with a triple. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0 for 1 in the game. Shelby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwyer scores. It's 3-1, Twins. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0 for 1 in the game. Rayford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Shelby moves to second. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dempsey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shelby moves to third. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wiggins hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Bean settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Shelby tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Twins. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young takes first base on ball 4. Dempsey moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 2. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Puckett takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rayford fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shelby hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 2. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brunansky hits a pop-up towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0 for 2 in the game. Laudner hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gaetti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Floyd Rayford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rayford is 0 for 2 in the game. Rayford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dempsey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wiggins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wiggins. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Wiggins steals second. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Young takes first base on ball 4. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Orioles 2. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lombardozzi hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Young. Lombardozzi reaches second base with a double. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bean takes first base on ball 4. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0 for 2 in the game. Gagne bunts towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Wiggins covering, for the out. Lombardozzi moves to third. Bean moves to second. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Puckett is walked intentionally. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 0 for 3 in the game. Hatcher hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lombardozzi tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 3 in the game. Harbeck hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 3 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops it up and throws to first, with Smithson covering, for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lynn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bean who is chasing the ball. Lynn reaches third base with a triple. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Dwyer hits a pop-up towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shelby hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Orioles 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Bordy now pitching. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brunansky hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Twins. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-3 in the game. Laudner takes first base on ball 4. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gaetti hits a fly ball into right field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Laudner. The throw from Dempsey and he is safe. Laudner steals second. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lombardozzi strikes out. Two outs. Billy Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bean strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Sheets pinch hits for Floyd Rayford. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is hit by the pitch. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dempsey hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wiggins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sheets moves to second. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 2. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.